Hello?
Hi.
Hello, is this Erica?
Yes.
Hi, Erica. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from the Wiki Writers Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Erica, I can't really hear you. I believe there's something playing at the back. I'm not sure it's the television or something.
Yeah,
it's causing a distortion. Are you there?
Is it better now? I just turned the TV off.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for that. Erica, I just received a concern from your project manager, and I see that you're dissatisfied because of the progress or the plan of action that we're taking on the book marketing of yours. Can you please go ahead and explain that to me?
I sent him a detailed email which screenshots.
Mm-hmm.
What my concern is. My main concern is that I never received anything about how the marketing is going to be done.
Okay.
Talking to people is very difficult in your company because I can't understand them. It's so heavy accent. The only person I understood was Louis, but then he tried to fool me and ask me for $2,000, so I severed every contact with him. And after that, nobody answers my questions how you are doing the marketing. So
okay.
What happened was I just happened to notice that one post was added to my Facebook page, the author
mm-hmm.
page.
Mm-hmm.
And the post added in my name, because it's my author page, and my main concern was I never... A fucking thing. Hold on 1 second. Let me get this.
Okay.
All right. The way the post was worded, authors don't toot their own horn. That's the first thing we learn when we publish the first book. So it was worded incorrectly. The second, the hashtags, they were added. Nobody ever looks at those hashtags. The best hashtag they put on the post has less than 1,000 viewers, and the rest of them, nothing.
Okay.
So nobody's going to see that. Now, the next thing is that if you post on my page in my name, you do the same thing I do. My viewers are not growing. I'm not shown to new readers. So on my Facebook page, I have like 2,000 followers, but Facebook is showing probably about 40, 50 people the most, my
mm-hmm.
post. And the same 4 or 5 people comment and like, but that those people read my book already.
Mm-hmm.
So with this kind of marketing, you're not widening the reader base for the author. You're doing the same thing I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, that makes sense, Erica, and I did review your detailed email. Now, let me tell you how it works, okay, and the reason why we are using your account to post and promote the book. First of all, Erica, you've signed a contract with us, or you have taken the services for a limited time frame, right? Now, if you were expecting or anticipating a third-party affiliated promotion campaign, that is something different. That is called an influencer campaign. Now, let me explain the difference between an influencer
campaign. But I've never been told this. I never been stored this.
Okay.
The only
I see
thing
that.
I was
this is,
stored.
This is
the
a communication
only thing I was stored. Hold on one second. The only thing I was told that my book is going to be published or marketed at least in 40 places. I'm going to have lots of sales because your company is showing it to very wide reader base. That was the only thing I was told. And I
okay.
never received a written contract from you.
Okay.
Never.
Understood.
So everything is all fucked up. You're incompetent. Your company is incompetent. The things you're doing, I can do it myself or hire somebody on Fiverr for $30 and they can do the same thing you're doing. So far, absolutely nothing.
Okay, I apologize for the inconvenience, Erica. I see that there is a huge miscommunication, and you're absolutely correct that nobody guided you with the process entirely. This entire process is broken down into different milestones, and I do understand that this is something that you may be able to do on your own as well, but this is not it. We actually run a paid campaign, an algorithm on the back end, reaching out to the entire target audience that is associated to the particular genre of the book. How about this? I think I should send you a detailed email responding to all your queries that you've posted on the portal, addressing them one step at a time, explaining to you the entire process in writing along with the contract. And then maybe we can schedule a call to discuss that one by one and see how we can move forward from there. Does that sound good to you?
That sounds reasonable because so far I have absolute no trust in your company.
I understand.
Totally incompetent people I've been communicating with just gave me headache.
I'm going to go ahead and change your team. Don't worry about that. Now that you've spoken to me, I'm going to take care of the project. I'm going to change the project manager as well. Somebody more competent and well-equipped to handle your project and provide you precise details in regards to what you need to know. Right now, I feel like you are clueless in terms of what we are doing, why we are doing, and why is the process aligned like this. See, there's a reason. There's a marketing team. I know at this point of time, it doesn't make much sense to you right now, but when I explain this to you in detail, it will. I promise you that, Erica. So can you give me some time
The only thing I can see right now
mm-hmm.
is you have a company and you contract it out to somebody in India because the way I've been communicated sounds like Indian accent. And the line is absolutely horrendous when somebody's trying to talk to me.
Okay, well, Erica, let
understand
me just...
them, mm-hmm. not only their accent, but kids are screaming in the back, dogs are barking, street noise. I don't know who you're working with.
Dogs are barking, street noise? That doesn't happen here. Okay, Erica, one more thing I need to explain to you. I understand that you've been communicating with people of different accents. Let me explain why that is actually happening and why you haven't spoken to anyone native so far. Most of the native people that we have hired, they are part of the writing and the production team, all right? And we have a policy in terms of having, you do understand the Rainbow Nation theory. I mean, we don't want to discriminate or anything. So in the project management division, we mostly have immigrants that are hired. And they're not just from India, they are from all over the world. You might speak to someone from South Africa as well. You might speak to someone from Australia. So there are all kinds of people. If you have an issue with the accent, I can go ahead and find you someone native. That's not a problem.
No, I have absolutely no problem with accent. I have an accent too. I'm an immigrant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But so, what I'm doing is I'm competent of doing.
Right.
And
correct.
Those people so far I talk to are not competent.
I understand where you're coming from, and that makes sense, Erica. Let me just go ahead and reassign your project, send you a detailed email by today, day end, and once I do that, what time can I call you, today or tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm home basically all afternoon, so you can call me anytime.
Okay, how
and
about...
My other concern is, let me mm-hmm. tell you, I referred one of my clients because I'm a publisher.
Mm-hmm.
And I published a book for one of my clients, a very sweet man.
Mm-hmm.
And I referred him to your company for
mm-hmm.
marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel very anxious that if he's treated the same way I've been treated,
it's going to be a problem.
I would feel completely embarrassed.
Yes, of course, because you referred him to us.
Mm-hmm. With my best intentions, you know, I refer him to your company because at first I trusted Louis I was talking to. He's mm-hmm. a very nice man, otherwise, until I figured it out that he's a crook.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not the case.
He sent me a text asking
mm-hmm.
me to loan him $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Which company employee does that?
This call is being recorded, Erica, and I'm going to make sure that I file an official complaint against him if he did that. So we're going to get to the depth of it, okay?
Yeah, he later on, a couple of days later, he apologized. But, you know, this is not the way a company is run.
Of course, and I completely understand.
I lost complete trust in your company.
I understand, Erica. If after all the explanation and clarification, if it doesn't make any sense to you, Erica, I promise you I'm going to go ahead and initiate a refund. I just need to confirm one thing with you. Just give me a quick moment. I'm pulling up your account here. And... Okay, I found your message here. That's all I needed to know. I just wanted to confirm if you've sent that on the portal or via direct email. But I see that here, right. Erica. Would you give me a day to get back to you on this, and then maybe we can decide the next plan of action, whatever it is. See, Erica, I need you to be satisfied, whether it's with working with us or if it's, you know, ending this on a civilized good note. With a refund, all right? So I'm going to be very reasonable with you because I understand where you're coming from, and I can imagine what that must feel like, you know, being in your
position.
I know that, yeah. And I'm not going to give you any false reassurances. Let me talk to your team, get back to you with a detailed response in regards to your queries and concerns, change your project manager. I'm going to do all of this and get back to you tomorrow at 11 o'clock PST, okay?
Okay. And please treat my friend, my client basically, the same way because it's, you know, very upsetting that if he's treated the same way,
mm-hmm.
we paid all that money. $1,000, $2,000 is not a small
right.
amount.
Of course.
So for that money, I expect reasonable treatment and the good work.
Absolutely. It's your right to have that, Erica. So there's no second doubts or questions on that. Erica, can you please confirm the name of your client so I can make sure that he is assigned to a well-equipped team?
The first name is Kojo, K-O-J-O,
mm-hmm.
K-O-J-O,
mm-hmm.
and his last name, Bey, B-E-Y.
Gotcha. Okay, let me search him up. So I'm going to give you two updates till tomorrow. One of them would be a detailed analysis on your project, and the second one will be on your referral. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you
for being so understanding and reasonable.
I'm just trying to do my job, Erica, and right now you are my highest priority. I know it may just sound like words to you, but it's just something that is built in within me. You know, having to survive in this industry for so long, there is nothing more that I would want rather than having a satisfied client. So trust me when I say this.
You know, when I looked up your website and and looked up some reviews, and of course, you know, when you hire somebody, you research it.
You go through that, yes.
And I've seen the satisfied reviews and everything. Everything seemed professional on your website, and then, bam, I'm treated with incompetent people. So it was very, very disappointing.
I understand. And Erica, let me just tell you something. It's completely up to you whether you want to believe that or not. But here's the truth. See, in our line of work, what happens is that if there are 500 customers and you've served 450 with complete satisfaction, they're happy, they're satisfied, they got their work, they're not going to go proactively and leave a review unless you ask them or request them to do so. Okay, now on the other hand, on the contrary, the remaining 50 people who were dissatisfied out of the 500 lots, what they're going to do is that as soon as they're dissatisfied, they will go immediately and post something. So all that other people might judge the business on will be a small chunk that was dissatisfied. And of course, there are ups and downs everywhere. So that's all I can tell you right now, Erica. However, by tomorrow, you're going to gain more clarity on this. And then you and I together, we will determine how we need to proceed forward. Okay?
Okay. One more thing.
Yeah.
I paid for the Wikipedia page too.
Okay, I will get a status report on that as well. So I'm going to give you two of these by tomorrow. Yeah, go ahead.
I told Louis to put it on hold because I've been working on my website, updating my website, and I have more sources that he never researched or whoever was the manager. I have no idea. I had four people telling me I'm your project manager. So right now the Wikipedia page is on hold because I have to gather information like independent sources to add to the page. Otherwise my page is not going to be approved on
I
Wikipedia.
Understand that.
So just keep in mind that it's on hold for now until I get all the information. Or if you have a more competent team who could research it and come up with a better plan for the Wikipedia page. Because right now I emailed the plan, what should be on the page. And basically the plan I got from that team, oh my God, who was, I think it was Scott Miller, who was supposed to be the project manager on that one. And it was loaded with grammar mistakes and is just not correctly worded sentences. So I corrected it and sent it back. But we need to add more things to it.
Okay. And have you sent those links to anyone so far in the company?
Not yet, because I'm gathering it. It's like I want to add something like I'm publishing bookish magazines. It's like a flip book type of magazine.
Okay.
You can see it on my author page. I just posted one.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
That's another good point. And when I mentioned that I'm a publisher, I have a publishing company. They said, no, it shouldn't be on because it's an author page. But I think it should be mentioned on Wikipedia page because what you need is independent sources that mentioning me as an author.
Yes.
right?
Let me ask you this. Yes, let me ask you this. Does that link contain any purchasing details or any add to cart option, anything like that? Is that a purchasing platform like Amazon or anything?
Well, the publishing company.
I'm talking about that link that you were referring to. Is that an unbiased link, like published by a third party?
No, I don't think. Well, I have a lot of reviews, but those reviews are posted on the publisher website,
not on independent. Mm-mm. Okay, Erica, reviews will not work. Reviews will not work. Anything that is being posted by you individually, that's not going to work. Anything promotional or where you're selling your product, that won't work. So these are like three major red flags that wouldn't work. Anyhow, whenever you're ready with the links, just get back to me and I will have those links evaluated by the Wikipedia admin so we can make a better decision, a better well-informed decision in terms of whether we need to include those links or we need to exclude them, because we do not want your profile to get banned or deleted, you know?
Yeah, that's the main idea. So
exactly.
And because I'm not informed on what should be on it and should be not, that's why I was expecting to discuss it with someone who knows.
I completely understand. We're going to have another chat, Erica, where we will talk only specifically regarding the Wikipedia page. Right now, let's look at the book marketing services. Let me get back to you on that by tomorrow, and then we'll take things from there, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your time, Erica, and I'm very sorry for the inconvenience. I promise you I'm going to make sure that this changes right this minute, and tomorrow you're going to see something different. If you don't, then you have my word. We will initiate the refund. We will proceed with the refund, all right? You don't have to struggle with the project. You're paying us for it. It's your right to get the services. Of course, making sure that the quality is not compromised in any way, all right?
Okay, great.
Thank you, Erica. Once again, you have yourself a lovely day. Don't stress out. We'll talk tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.